Chapter 2. The Audience. Many years before Monsieur de Tréville had arrived in Paris from Gascony, he had great plans and little money. Much like D'Artagnan, Tréville was poor, but he was brave and smart and had become a friend and adviser of the King of France. The king's most trusted adviser was Cardinal Richelieu. His power made him a dangerous rival for the king, so the king and the cardinal looked for ways to best the other. Each man secretly encouraged fighting between their personal guards. The king placed Tréville in charge of the king's musketeers and stressed the importance of loyalty and skill in these guards. The musketeers were loud, impulsive, and joyfully violent. It was into this group of rowdies that D'Artagnan stepped as he entered the courtyard of Tréville's house. D'Artagnan stared around him wide-eyed. He watched dueling games and heard endless bragging. He was especially surprised at the rude way the musketeers talked about the cardinal. D'Artagnan's family admired both the king and the cardinal. D'Artagnan was relieved when he was finally called to Tréville's quarters. The older man greeted D'Artagnan politely.
"Would you wait just a moment while I deal with some others?" Tréville asked.
"Of course," D'Artagnan answered with a slight bow.
The captain of the musketeers walked to the door and called out,
"Athos! Porthos! Aramis!"
Two of the musketeers D'Artagnan had seen outside stepped in and stood with dignity.
"The cardinal has complained of you to the king," Tréville said. "He said you were caught behaving badly at an inn, and the cardinal's guards were forced to arrest you."
Then the captain scowled and looked around.
"Where is Athos?"
"Sick," Porthos boomed. "I think it is smallpox."
"At his age, more likely he was wounded before the three of you ran like rabbits."
"Run? We did not," Aramis said. "They attacked us and wounded Athos, but we fought and escaped."
Just then a pale, shaky man strode in.
"You called for me?"
"I did, but it seems I was misinformed. The king's musketeers are the bravest men in the world," Tréville said.
At that, Athos collapsed. Tréville called for a doctor as Porthos and Aramis carried their friend from the room. Finally, quiet settled on the room again. Tréville offered to send D'Artagnan to a fine regiment to train for a place in the musketeers.
"But I am ready now," D'Artagnan insisted.
"And you would know it if that wretched man had not stolen my letter for you."
D'Artagnan described his near duel and later robbery by the hawk-nosed nobleman.
"I will deal him yet for his stealing."
Tréville looked at D'Artagnan thoughtfully.
"Was he pale, with dark hair and a scar here?"
Tréville asked, touching his temple.
"You know him," D'Artagnan exclaimed. "Where can I find him?"
"Stay away from him," Tréville warned. "He is a dangerous man."
"So am I,"
the young man muttered. Tréville shook his head in grim amusement as he wrote a letter of recommendation for D'Artagnan to become a cadet. The young man stood gazing glumly out the window as he waited. Just as Tréville finished, D'Artagnan bolted from the room yelling,
"He won't get away this time!"